All right, and we're a go. This is my podcast. Welcome to my podcast. It doesn't have a name at the time of recording this episode. I am just kind of going for it. I'm in a shitty situation where I kind of have to record when I can. And when I can is when my mom is not home because she's an evil villain from a Disney movie. Pretty much. Evil villain from a Disney movie. Now I guess maybe I'll talk on that a little bit. My mom has always been toxic. Like, and I don't mean that in a like, oh, my mom's toxic kind of way. I mean, like, she's literally the worst person in my life. The worst person I've ever met. Just completely selfish, only cares about herself. You know, just 100% willing to put others down if it means that it brings her up. And, you know, a good example of that is, like, you know, the other day, the reason that I have to stay in my room and I have to record the podcast when she's not home and all of that is because on Sunday, I'm recording this on a Wednesday, and this past Sunday, she pushed me, like, she physically pushed me during an argument, and that was the last straw for me. Surprisingly, somehow, it had never gotten physical in the past, but it did on Sunday. She pushed me, and I called the police, and apparently, somehow, me calling the police was the last straw for her, and she pretended I didn't exist for 2.5 days. Like, all that happened Sunday morning, so, like, all of Sunday after that argument, all of Monday, and then, like, half of Tuesday, she pretended it didn't exist. Like, I would say hi to her, and she would just ignore me. She wouldn't even make eye contact with me. Not even eye contact, but, like, she wouldn't even look at me and acknowledge that I was a human and that I existed, which is very stressful because I have detachment issues. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing, and it's stressful, and it's exhausting. And, you know, it goes on and on and on. And, you know, this is my podcast, and the whole point of this is to give me an outlet. And so it's very relaxed, you know, there's no pressure. So I'm probably just going to ramble every episode. And my hope is that I can give a casual environment for people to feel comfortable in, I guess. And maybe I can help somebody by talking about my issues and sharing my struggles with people. Maybe I can help someone out there. But anyways, so what was I going to say? I don't even fucking know. I don't know. I was talking about my mom being toxic and whatever else, and I don't know. Anyways, there's probably going to be a few moments of awkward silence in here, and part of that is because my mom kind of forced me into a situation where I had to sell my MacBook that I loved dearly. I had to sell my MacBook so that I could get my own phone. And then after I sold the MacBook and got a phone that was unlocked so that I could get my own service plan, my mom told me she was never going to cancel my phone line. Like, and it's frustrating because now I don't have my MacBook and I didn't need to buy a phone. And, like, she told me she was canceling my phone line. And so, I don't know, it's a whole thing. But anyways, the point of that is I have my professional microphone that I used to have, still have. I still have it. So I bought an adapter for my phone and I'm recording through the professional microphone connected to my cell phone in the Voice Memos app. And so there's not really a way to edit the audio from this at all, really. And so there's going to be a lot of rambling. There's going to be a lot of dead silence, a fuck ton of swears. It's just going to be raw. It's just going to be kind of like you're hanging out with me, I guess. And there's going to be weird noises, like the chair's going to creak and stuff and whatever. And So it's going to feel like you're hanging out with me, and you may enjoy that, you may not enjoy that, and that is okay. I will not be offended if you do not enjoy the podcast and if you don't stay around for the future of the podcast. Speaking of podcasts and speaking of this podcast, I was recently listening to Garrett Watts and Andrew Sawicki. They made a podcast called Sweet Boys recently, like within the last couple months, I think. And I was listening to it, and one of the things they said is that, you know, right now their podcast kind of sucks, and it's, you know, in the beginning stages and whatever, and they don't know what they're doing. But that as time goes on, they're going to figure things out and, you know, how things work and whatever, and it's going to get better over time. And I think that's very true for this podcast as well. You know, right now it may start out as completely unedited, unscripted. There's, you know, lots of rambling and pauses. And I would like to keep that casual feel to it. But as time goes on, you know, when I move out of my mom's house and I have a computer again and I can edit the audio and I can add music and add sound effects and things like that, you know, like, it won't feel as casual. But I think I'm okay with that as long as it's better. And I think that can really be applied to anything, especially, you know, life in general. You know, if you start now, if you enjoy what you're doing, whether it sucks or not, if you enjoy what you're doing, do it and it will get better. You know, and it's okay to change things up and make things different or try different things, or, you know, even as long as you've given it a good hard try and you enjoyed it, it's okay to quit, you know, but just find something else before you do quit the other thing, because you're going to need to have things to do, to occupy your mind, especially during a pandemic like this, where we're home so much of the time and we can't really go anywhere or do anything. And, you know, everybody's stressed, everybody's tired, and, you know, it's very important to keep your mind occupied and alert and whatever else. So find something you enjoy and fucking do it. You know what I mean? Like, just do it. And I think what you'll find is, like I said, if you enjoy it and you're, you know, working hard at it, naturally you're going to get better, because practice makes better. I never say practice makes perfect, because nothing is perfect ever. But practice makes better. That much is true. So, anyways, with this podcast, I'm going to be practicing, and I'm going to get better at it. And there's going to be less ums and uhs and whatever as time goes on. Because one of the things, too, without being able to edit the audio, is that it's going to force me to get better at speaking correctly and without interruptions and forgetting things and whatever. It's going to help me keep my brain organized, because I can't edit this. And so it's going to force me to make it as good as possible without editing it. And, you know, that'll make the podcast better in general. But when I am finally able to edit the audio, that'll also, that'll make it even more better. I don't know. And I know there are apps for your phone you can get to edit the audio, like GarageBand, or, I mean, you can trim the end. And, well, I mean, maybe you can even, excuse me, you can even, like, edit audio and voice memos, I think. But it's a pain in the ass, and I don't want to do that. Just like, I'm going to take some water. I am back. So that is one nice thing, is there is a, excuse me, I don't know why I'm coughing, I don't have COVID. I promise I've been tested. There is a mute button on my microphone, so if there's complete dead silence, the episode's not over. The episode's not over until I say it's over. It probably just means that I took a drink of water, or I was coughing really loud or something. And I'll get better at hitting the microphone. Like, I'll get better at, like, sensing when I'm going to cough, and I'll mute it. But for now, there might be abrupt coughing sessions, or loud, abrasive coughing sessions. I don't know. Anyways. But yeah, so going back to the main point of my mom's toxicity, it's always been an issue. Like, it's never been a non-issue. And it's frustrating. And I think one of the really frustrating parts about it is that, you know, nobody sees it, you know, like, nobody lives with me and my mom. It's just me and my mom. And so it's really hard to show people, what really, is going on in the house and how she treats me and how it makes me feel and whatever. And I mean, part of that is because I hide it, you know, I hold it all in and I don't let anybody see it. And, the other half of it is, like I said, nobody lives with us. There aren't any flies on the wall. And so, like, nobody sees how toxic she is, and they only see what she lets them see, which is this amazing mom who loves her kids. And, like, that's just not the case. It's just really not the case. And it's annoying and it's frustrating because I want people to, I want people to be able to see our relationship for what it really is. And not in a, like, ha, she's wrong, I got her kind of way, but in a, like, this really sucks and somebody needs to help me kind of way, because, I mean, what am I going to do? I don't have a job. I still have 2 high school credits left, even though I'm 20. You know, like, I've got all of this shit going on that makes it so that I can't leave the situation. I don't have any money. I'm not allowed to have money, because if I have money, it needs to go to my mom because I live here and yada, yada, yada. Like, literally the only reason I'm not homeless right now is because with COVID in Vermont, the governor has made it so that you can't evict people. And I think that's on a national level too, but in Vermont, thankfully, our governor has made it so that 30 days after, so you can't evict anyone until 30 days after, the state of emergency is declared over, which could be a while. So, but that's literally the only reason I'm not homeless right now, is because, my mom can't legally evict me because of COVID. And so it's really hard, and I think I'm going to start a GoFundMe, but at the same time, like, I really don't like, asking people for money. But at the same time, I need to get out of here, and, I need to be able to take driver's education so that I can purchase a car and, be able to drive so that I can get a job, and then I'll be able to, like, take care of myself financially. You know, and so, I don't know, it's just, it's a challenge, it's a real challenge, and, you know, I don't know, I guess I just don't know what to do with it. And, I don't know. It's hard. It's really hard to go through. And it's hard to talk about with other people, but what I like about having a podcast is that I'm not really directly talking to other people. I'm talking into a microphone, and I'm in my room by myself. And so it's easier than talking to people or talking with people about it. And I think part of it is my microphone's not going to be like, well, someday maybe you and your mom will work on your issues and everything will be fine. You know, like, my microphone's not going to do that. But other people do. Other people seem to think that, you know, there's something to work on. You know, there's a relationship between me and my mom to work on. And the brutal fact of the matter is that there isn't. There is no relationship to work on. It's not that I don't want to. It's not that I haven't tried. I've tried everything. We've tried family therapy. I've gone to individual therapy for years. I've been on different medications for my mental health instability. I've been hospitalized for my psychiatric needs. I went to a residential school. And for those of you who don't know, residential school is basically, it's a school for quote unquote emotionally disturbed students. And you live there. You live in a dorm that you're supervised 24/7. When you're sleeping, there's 15-minute room checks. Like every 15 minutes, they check in on you to make sure you're not dead. And so, like, I've done all of those things, and I've done so much more on top of that that I probably can't even think of right now. And my mom hasn't done anything. I mean, she's attended family therapy a few times, but she's not honest in family therapy on what's going on with her or what's going on with us or what's gone on in the past or the present or the future. Like, she's just not honest about anything. And when you lack honesty in therapy, you're not going to get anything done. You know, you're not going to make any progress in your mental health, in your relationships, anywhere. You need honesty for therapy to work. Therapists are not magicians. They're not witches. Like, they can't just, like, wave their magic wand and fix your issues. You need to be honest and you need to be open about what's going on. Otherwise, nothing's going to happen. And it's ridiculous to expect that something will. And so, again, what I like about this podcast and what I like about this microphone is nobody, especially the microphone, is going to tell me that everything will be okay, just work on it. Because I have worked on it. I have worked on so many things, including my relationship with my mom, and nothing has worked. Nothing will work. The fact that I have been in therapy for years and I've done a bunch of work on myself and on my relationship with my mom, and she still pushed me for the first time, means that things are getting worse. Not better, worse, between us, because she had never pushed me before. She never physically touched me before. And she pushed me the other day. So if things are getting worse while we're working on things and I'm being honest in therapy, then clearly she's the problem. And, you know, and this came up in the argument on Sunday, because she said that she was, like, having a pity party whenever she was like, oh, I'm always the problem. I'm always the one that's wrong and da 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 da. And that's when it kind of clicked for me. I was like, well, yeah, that's true. I've always thought you were the problem, even after all the years of therapy, all the psychiatric hospitalizations, all the different medications, family therapy, individual therapy, residential school, you know, like, after all of that, I still think she's the problem. And that should say something. You know, if regardless of where I am at in my mental health, and regardless of how I'm doing and what I'm doing, she's the problem in my head, then she's the problem. Because if she wasn't the problem, trust me, I would have found out what it was and fixed it by now, because I have done so much to work on bettering myself as a person, to try and help my relationship with my mom. And really all it's done is made me a good person in a toxic environment. And I mean, that's just a recipe for disaster, honestly. Now that I'm a good person and I'm stable and I'm happy and whatever, well, not happy, but stable. And I don't want to die and, you know, all of that. Now that I have that, I feel awful. I feel awful because now my mom really is the only issue. Now my mom's anger and selfishness is the only issue because I've worked on all of mine and I am fine now. But I'm still in this shitty environment. That's really hard to cope with. And it's really hard to understand. It's very confusing. I mean, a relationship with your mother like this is confusing in general, but the fact that I'm adopted and she doesn't love me, and the fact that, she gaslights, it adds a whole nother layer of confusion, you know, making me think that I'm wrong or stupid all the time and that I don't know anything or I can't remember anything. So there's like all these layers to it that just make it super confusing. And then you throw in my detachment issues and where, you know, sometimes I don't know if I'm living in a movie franchise or if I'm real or human or, you know, like it, there's just so many different layers to what's going on. And, I could never go into detail about, all the details anyway, about my mom and I's relationship in one episode, maybe one podcast, but definitely not one episode. And so I guess if I were to offer advice to someone going through this, I would say do what you can to get the fuck out of there in a safe way. Find a safe, stable place to go and get the fuck out of there. And then block her on everything. That's what I would tell my friend. That's what I would tell my best friend. And I guess that's what I should tell myself. But it's a lot easier to tell my best friend to take care of themselves and to do something for themselves than it is to tell myself and listen, you know. And it's really easy to give my best friend advice and expect them to do it, not knowing what they're going through and, you know, how much stress they experience on the daily and what that means for their motivation levels. So there's no easy answer, and I don't think there's a right or wrong answer per se either. But I just think I need to get out of my mom's house. And it's not going to be easy at all. She's extremely manipulative and destructive. Destructive being one of the key things, because she loves telling her friends and our family, and by family I mean my sister, because that's literally our family consists of me, my mom, and my sister. But anyways, she just loves telling people what a terrible child I am and how stressful and exhausting it is to live with me and put up with my shit. And none of that is true. Like, and that is so frustrating. So frustrating. I mean, think of you knowing the truth. Having been there, witnessing it firsthand, you know the truth. You, for a fucking fact, know what the truth is. And then someone blatantly lies to your face. That is my mom. Every day of my life. That has been, always will be my mom. And that is gaslighting. And it's conditioning. And what she does is she has done it for years to a point where I think I'm stupid and I think that my memory is poor. And I wonder if I have dementia. I'm 20 years old. I don't have dementia. But I wonder sometimes if I do. That's how. And I'm not making that as a joke. I'm serious. Sometimes I wonder if I have dementia at 20 years old. Because she has conditioned me so much over such a long period of time that I no longer know what is real and what is fake. And that is what happens when you don't get out of a situation where you're being gaslit. Okay, when you are in a gaslighting situation, you need to get out as soon as possible. Because if you don't, you'll end up in a position like me, where sometimes you're sane and sometimes you can, you know, determine what is real and what is fake. And sometimes you have breakdowns where you start crying because you don't know if you're real. And that's long, long-term effects of gaslighting. Like, it has to go on for years for that to happen. Well, not necessarily. I guess it depends on the person, but, you know, it just sucks. It just fucking sucks. And aside from creating a GoFundMe, what am I going to do? There's literally nothing I can do. I am trapped in my bedroom. I can only eat when my mom isn't home, basically, because once the food is gone, she has said. So, like, once it's all been eaten, it's gone, and she's not going to buy any more for me. If I don't do the dishes, she's going to hide all of them, you know, like, so that I can't eat. And like, it's like, how am I supposed to do the dishes right now? Like, how am I supposed to do the fucking dishes when you go 2.5 days without looking at me, let alone talking to me, and when you physically push me and treat me like shit all the time? And I'm depressed on my own. I have my own mental illness that I struggle with. You know, I've got bipolar and depression. Excuse me. And, you know, it's like, I have my own shit to deal with, and then on top of that, I've got to deal with my mom's shit. And then I'm expected to do the dishes, because if I don't do the dishes, I'm not going to be able to eat. And so it's like, it's so fucked up on so many levels. And, you know, I honestly don't know what to do. I honestly don't. I do not know what to do. And it's embarrassing. It is embarrassing having my mom be like this. Or just her being a cunt in general is embarrassing because, you know, that reflects on me. When her and I are out in public together and she's being a bitch to people for no fucking reason, that reflects on me. People see us together and they know that she's my mom, and so they think that I'm gonna be like that because she's like that. And that's not the case. I'm an amazing person. And I'm not saying that in a narcissistic way. I'm saying that in a, like, I am kind, I am open to all possibilities, and I'm a very kind and open-hearted person, and my mom is very much the opposite of that. And I don't want to be associated with her anymore. I don't want people to think that I'm like her just because I come from her bloodline. You know, like, it's not fair. And I know, life's not fair, but you know what? Fuck you, man. If you say life's not fair, fuck you, because it should be. Life doesn't have to be unfair. It doesn't. It really just doesn't have to be unfair, because life is what you make of it. And that is one saying, that is one cliche that I will say is okay to say and use, because life is truly what you make of it. And that is where I'm going to leave today's episode. I'll try and leave it on a relatively positive note. I'll be back at some point with another episode. I can't even talk. My name is London Monroe, and this has been my podcast, episode 1, to be named after I figure out when I'm uploading this. All right, stay tuned.